This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه وصلاة وسلاما على سيد الخلق أجمعين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبته وسلم تسليما كثيرا. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome back now to our brief introduction and explanation of Al-Waraqat. Some people ask me what text is going to be next, outside of two other texts that you're going to see being posted here on YouTube, inshallah. We will then move into Taqrib al-Wusul of Imam Ibn Jazay, which is like really a very important book because it's going to prepare us for the Tanqih of Imam al-Qurafi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Reach now the section on reports. And here he means reports in general, not just hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but reports of the Sahaba, reports of the Tabi'een as it relates to law. قَالَ بَابُ يُذْكَرُ فِيهِ الْكَلَامُ عَلَى الْأَخْبَارِ. There are different prints of the waraqat that don't have the word bab. يعني يُذْكَرُ فِيهِ عَلَى الْأَخْبَارِ. قَالَ وَأَمَّا الْأَخْبَارُ فَالْخَبْرُ مَا يَدْخُلُهُ الصِّدْقُ والكذب. يعني الخبر ما يحتمل الصدق والكذب. So a khabar is a report, and within the sort of nomenclature of our academic tradition as Muslims, it is what could be verified or denied. يحتمل, it carries truth or falsehood. Dr. Mahmoud Abd al-Rahman Abd al-Mun'im, one of my teachers, and you can find a lot of his lectures on YouTube, mashallah. He referred to this as ما يحتمل التصديق والتكذيب, because that puts the onus on the person, right? So the person now is either verifying or denying the truthfulness of a report. It's nice, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. So the Sheikh Imam al-Haramain says, وَأَمَّا الْأَخْبَارُ وَالْأَخْبَارُ جَمْعُ تَكْسِيرَ فْخَبْرُ. As for reports, بِفَتْحِ الْحَمْزَةِ فَهِيَ جَمْعُ خَبَرِ. فَالْخَبْرُ, and this is called فَا الْفَصَاحَ, means إِذَا أَرَدْتَ أَن تَعْرِفَ الْمَا هُوَ الْخَبْرُ فَالْخَبْرُ. So this fa, if you're looking at the text with me, فَالْخَبْرُ, called fa al-fasaha, which represents a sentence. If you want to know what the khabar is, فَالْخَبْرُ, مَا يَدْخُلُهُ الصِّدْقُ وَالْكَذِبُ. And we'll talk about it in the future, but its ability to be verified or to be denied is going to be always say داخلي and خارجي. Within the text itself, there may be issues like العلل, or outside of the actual text where the narrator is weak or something's going on which impacts it externally and internally. Okay, but that's for a different time. والخبر ينقسم إلى قسمين. He says, and reports are divided into two, أحد and متواتر. He says, فالمتواتر هو ما يوجب العلم وهو أن يروي جماعة لا يقع التوطؤ على الكذب من مثلهم. So he says, the khabar is divided into two types, ahad, which is anything which is not mutawatir, and mutawatir. The word mutawatir from the word watara. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we sent all of the messengers, watara, meaning one after another. That's why you call it witr, salatul witr, because it follows, right? At the end of shafa'ah al-witr, it follows. So the word watara means to follow, to taba. So here the idea is that so many narrators follow each other that it is impossible to tawattu'uhum, tawattu'. We have this type of text in Usul al-Fiqh, mutawatta, means a text which is musawa. So here what it means is that so many of them follow one another in this narration that it's impossible for them to agree on a lie. That's mutawatir. So he says, فالمتواتر, then he defines it. هو ما يوجب, هو الذي يوجب العلم وهو أن يروي جماعة لا يقع التوطأ. That's that word. Remember in the future this word متوطأ, a type of division of texts in أصول, على الكذب من مثلهم. So it would be impossible for them to converge on a lie. And each of them are narrating from one another. They're all like authentic. They're all good people. They're all whatever, whatever. وهكذا إلى أن ينتهي إلى المخبر عنه. And that chain will be that way until it reaches the one that they're narrating from. ويكون في الأصل عن مشاهدة أو سماع لا عن اجتهاد. This is very important. That's why we heard some recent brothers and sisters, people that we respect, alluding to, for example, the qira'at, that the qira'at are rooted in ijtihad. Lakin Imam al-Shatibi, he knows very clearly la ijtihada fiha, because the qira'at reaches through mutawatir, chains mutawatir. وَيَكُونُ فِي الْأَصْلِ أَنْ مُشَاهَدَ. So the first is that, the point I'm making here is that people witnessed it, or they heard it, لا عن اجتهاد, not on اجتهاد, not on a individual sort of reflection, an effort to come to a conclusion. No, they heard it or they saw it. لقد رأيت رسول الله. I saw the Messenger of Allah. سمعت عن رسول الله. I heard from the Messenger of Allah. صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. إذن القرآن is متواتر because not only was it heard, but it was witnessed. We'll talk about that. I talk about that. I think we have Dr. Yusuf Wahab give a great lecture on this at our school, but also his article on the Yaqeen website is beneficial, really beneficial, and I encourage you to check it out. والآحاد هو الذي لم يبلغ حد التواتر. And أحد, of course, there's sometimes different terminologies amongst different sciences, but here he's given the typical Usuli definition. أحد is what did not reach the level of تواتر. وَهُوَ, and what is أحد, الَّذِي يُوجِبُ الْعَمَلْ وَلَا يُوجِبُ الْعِلْمُ. That, you know, the khabar, if it's أحد, it demands action, but it does not demand ilm. What he means by ilm here is yaqeen. Yaqeen. So that means that people may differ over certain components of it. That doesn't, you know, render them as evil or bad or whatever. It doesn't reach the level of yaqeen. وَأَمَّا الْمُتَوَاتِرُ فَيُجِبُ الْعِلْمَ وَيُجِبُ الْيَقِينَ. خَبْرُ الْمُتَوَاتِرُ, it demands certainty as well as al-amal, actions. Although there still may be differences in the dalala of that mutawatir. What does it actually imply? He's talking about generally acting on it and generally affirming it with certainty. Whereas أحد هو الذي يجب العمل بمقتضى ولا يجب العلم لاحتمال الخطئ فيه ولو بالسهو والنسيان. الشيخ الهدى in his حاشية المالكي, he says that, you know, about أحد, it is that which, you know, definitely allows and permits and demands action, but not certainty, due to maybe a mistake in the narration, maybe forgetfulness, or maybe just kind of not paying attention properly to what's going on. وَيَنْقَسِمُ أَيَ الْخَبَرُ الْأَحَدْ إِلَى مُرْسَلْ وَمُسْنَدْ. The word مُرْسَلْ, you know, the word الرَّسُول is the one that Allah sent. So مُرْسَلْ, as I heard from one of my teachers years ago in the كُلِّيَّة, أَنَا أُرْسِلُ شَيْءٍ, I'm sending it. So the idea here is that the narrator is sending the report directly to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and skipping the narrators between that narrator and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Like Sayyidina Malik in the Muwatta, sometimes he narrates directly from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He did not meet the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam, so he's like sending the report. That's called mursal. مرسل اسم مفعول. مرسل أرسل يرسل مرسلا مرسلا. Ibn Mubarak says, وَبَعْضُ فَالْفِعْلُ مَنْ يُحْكِمْ تَصَرُّفَهُ يَحُوزْ مَنَ لُغَةِ الْأَبْوَابَ وَالسُّبُولَ. Most of the time while people read to me, I don't hear mistakes in the grammar, I hear mistakes in the sarf, in the morphology. So مُرْسَل, what was sent. The Prophet is مُرْسَلٌ إِلَيْ. The Prophet is sent to إِلَيْنَا, to us. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-Shatibi says, in Hirz al-Amani, بَدَأْتُ بِبِسْمِ اللَّهِ فِي النَّظْمِ أَوَّلَ تَبَرَّكَ الرَّحْمَنُ الرَّحِيمَ وَمَوْئِلَهُ وَثَنَّيْتُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ رَبِّي عَلَى الرِّضَى مُحَمَّدٍ الْمُرْسَلِ إِلَى النَّاسِ مُحَمَّدًا he says, إِلَى النَّاسِ مُرْسَلَ. Yani, I forgot the line, but إِلَى النَّاسِ مُرْسَلَ, sent to the people, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَثَنَّيْتُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ رَبِّي عَلَى الرِّضَى مُحَمَّدًا الْمُرْسَلِ إِلَى النَّاسِ مُهْتَدَى. أو كما قال سيدنا الشاطبي, لكن المرسل, the one أرسله الله تعالى إلينا. الحمد لله. So the مرسل is the one that someone is sending. You need to pay attention to this. The scholars of hadith and some of the fuqaha, they divide hadith based on the types of breaks in the chain, like al-munqata', Mursal, and so on and so forth. Majority of the scholars of Usul and the scholars of Fiqh, they, when they use the word Mursal, it means one break, two breaks, doesn't matter. So they use it generally. So the scholars of Hadith, they have their own specific terminology for the specific types of breaks in chains and the number of breaks in a chain. Majority of Usuliyin and Fuqaha, they use Mursal as a general term to mean one break, two breaks, three breaks, whatever. خلاص. وينقسم أي الخبر الأحادي إلى مرسل ومسند. مسند means to be connected. I heard from one of my teachers years ago, the sanad of a mountain is the bottom of the mountain. The sanad, so the mountain sits on the sanad. Sanad al-Gabal. So the sanad of the hadith is what the hadith rests on. قول رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. And then it sits on this strong chain. فالمسند متصر إسناده. So the musnad is the one which it is connected, its chain is connected to the one that is al-mukhbiri anhu. Wal-mursal ma lam yattasil isnaduhu. And here we see Imam al-Haramain using the definition of who? Of scholars of usul and fiqh, not scholars of hadith. And of course, that's going to come a little later on too. The scholars of Usul, they differ over the validity of using marasil, which is a plural of mursal. Sayyidina Imam al-Shafi is very strict in his application, restricting it to people like Sayyid al-Musayyib, some of the major tabi'een, whereas Sayyidina Imam Malik and Sayyidina Imam Abi Hanifa radiallahu anhuma, they are much more acceptive of marasil. That's why you have a large number of the marasil in the Muwatta. There's a discussion about this because, in fact, you know, Imam al-Shafi's argument is that, more or less, you know, we don't know who that person is narrating from. Who did they send it over? Right? Mursal of who? Of the tabi'een I'm talking about now. We don't know who they sent it to. Or the tabi'een. We don't know who they sent it to. Those early generations. The Malikis, as mentioned by Al-Tahir ibn Ashur, rahimahullah, Shaykh al-Islam, who died in 1973, they actually have something interesting. They say, no, actually the marasil are stronger than the hadith, which are musnad, because the marasil is not a sign of weakness. It's a sign of confidence that we know, like if Imam Malik is saying, it's so truthful, it's like I heard it from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's so truthful that this person, like they heard it from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to show like haqqan. So they actually have, some of them say, that the marasil aqwa min al-masanid, that the hadith which are mursal from the tabi'een, tabi'een to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, not from you and I, of course, are aqwa, because this is a form of like verification, like it's so haqqan, I don't need to mention the names of the people. Of course, there's a response for this, but you can appreciate. Imam Ibn Ashur, he says, yeah, because we should have husnul dhan with those people. Khairun nas qarni. We should have husnul dhan with Salaf al-Salih, Sayyidina Imam Malik radiyallahu anhu. So he responds to Imam Shafi'i, even though Tahir ibn Ashur died in 1973, he responds very strongly and academically in his explanation of the tanqih, mushkilat al-tanqih, which is printed, of al-Qarafi. He responds, you know, strongly to Imam Shafi'i. Generational sort of authority doesn't come into play necessarily when it comes to academic discussions like this. And he says, yeah, Imam Shafi'i, you know that we are commanded to have husnul dhan with the Sahaba, with the Tabi'in and the Tabi'in, especially the Tabi'in who are from those who narrated a lot from the Sahaba. And those are known as the major Tabi'in. The minor Tabi'in are those who did not narrate a lot from the Sahaba. Radwanullahi alayhim ajma'in. So he says, وَالْمُرْسَلْ مَا لَمْ يَتَّصِلْ إِسْنَادُهُ مِنْ مَرَاسِلِي غَيْرِ الصَّحَابَ. As though he's saying, a Sahaba, which is doing Irsal, there's no question about it, because the majority of Sunnis say the Sahaba are Udul. فَلَيْسَ ذَلِكَ حُجَّةٌ. The Murasil that are not coming from the Sahaba with the Shafi'iyya are not a Hujjah. They're a Hujjah in the Maliki school and in the Hanafi school. But the Hanabila, I don't know. إلا مراسل سعد بن مسيب. Except the مراسل of سعيد بن مسيب, عفوا. One of the great تابعين. فإنها فتشت. فتشت means that they were investigated. عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. وقال مالك وأبو حنيفة وأحمد في أشهر الروايتين عنه, يعني أحمد, وجماعة من العلماء المرسل حجة. So here he mentions the position of Imam Ahmad. لأن الثقة, because someone that is ثقة. And here's the argument. We're saying that these narrators like Malik and others, they're ثقة. They're صحيح. ضبطا وعدالة. لأن ثقة لا يرسل الحديث إلا حيث يجزم بعدالة الراوي. That someone who is sound in hadith, accepted as a sound narrator of hadith generally, is not going to narrate this kind of narration from someone who's weak or unreliable. As I mentioned earlier, right? So in a way, it's a form of, like, I'm so certain of the sanad that I'm just going to do irsal to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why would they do that? Ikhtisaran. To like make it easier, to simplify it, to not make it overly complicated, because it's so obvious. Ash-shams, it doesn't need dalil. Think about it that way. وَأَمَّا مَرَاسِلُ صَحَابَةِ فَحُجَّةٌ. As for those marasil of the sahaba, فَحُجَّةٌ. لِأَنَّهُمْ لَا يَرَوْنَ غَارِبًا إِلَّا عَنْ صَحَابِي وَصَحَابَةُ كُلُّهُمْ عُدُولٌ. Because most of the time they're doing it on behalf of the sahaba, and according to the mass majority of Sunnis, all of the Sahaba are reliable. فإذا قال الصحابي قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فيما لم يسمعه منه فهو محمول على أنه سمعه من صحابي آخر فله حكم المسند. So if a companion of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is narrating something on behalf of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, we know that Prophet did not hear that directly from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, and that in itself is a science. We understand it to be authentic because he is probably 99% narrating it from another Sahabi, and the Sahaba are udul. And note that he said غالباً, يعني usually, because there are instances where some of the Sahaba narrated from the Tabi'in, which also is another proof for the majority of the opinion going against the Shafi'i madhab, that says if the Sahaba narrated from the Tabi'in in this way, then that would affirm the idea that the marasil of the Tabi'in are accepted. Wallahu alam. Wal an'ana. What is an'ana? When we say an fulan, from such and such person. Wa tadkhulu ala al asanid. Wa an'ana. عن فقال حدثنا فلان عن فلان وتدخل على الأسانيد أي على الأحاديث المسندة فلا يخرجها عن حكم الإسناد إلى الحكم إرسال. If someone says عن, we understand that doesn't immediately mean that the hadith is مرسل. It could also be a connected hadith. وإذا قرأ الشيخ على الراوي وهو يسمعون أو الرواة وهم يسمعون فإنه يجوز للراوي أن يقول حدثني. If the sheikh is reading to the students, it is allowable for the students to say حدثنا. حدثنا أو أخبرنا. Like we heard Sheikh Ahmed Tahariyan read the Muwatta. فقد حدثني أو أخبرني Sheikh Abdul Rahman Kittani. We read to him and he read to us a little bit. You say حدثني أخبرني. وإذا قرأ هو أي الراوي على الشيخ فيقول أخبرني ولا يقول حدثني. Like for example, I read to Sheikh Ibrahim al-Jabouri. I can't say حدثني. I say أخبرني. وأنه بالإسناد يعني. ومنهم من أجاز ذلك يعني to say حدثني وأخبرني وهو قول مالك والسفيان ومعظم الحجازيين وعليه عرف أهل الحديث لأن القصد لأن because القصد the objective here is الإعلام بالرواية عن الشيخ is to narrate to the person make it clear that this is being narrated from a sheikh. وإن أجازه شيخ من غير قراءة. And if a sheikh gives someone إجازة without قراءة. And this is most of the إجازة now. So you have to be very careful when people say they have إجازة, 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 إجازة. قراءة أو سمعا أو تبركا. Right? Is it because you read it to the sheikh or you heard it from the sheikh or the sheikh just gave it to you? One time I met Sheikh Ibrahim Khalifa, rahimahullah, great scholar, mashallah, from Ahsa. And he gave me ijazat in so many books that I never saw before. But I can't go around and say, like, I'm saying ijazah, meaning that I have some kind of academic qualification. No. And that's why actually the kuliyat system was established in the Azhar in the 20s, because the ijazah system became corrupted. This is very important. Because everyone was saying they had ijazah, I have ijazah, ajazani fulan, ajazani fulan, hasatu ala hadihi al-asanid wal-ijazat. But these people weren't accomplished academically, even though they had all of the ijazat. So the kulliyah, the colleges were established in the Azhar, not because of modernity, but to save and preserve the integrity of Islamic education. That's why I believe in America is very important that we strengthen institutions like my own. You should support it. Go to sohaibweb.com. We should strengthen and support those institutions so that when they're giving a certificate, like we took in the Azhar, like in high school, al-alamiyah, this means that that person has ideally done the work they need to do. قال وإن أجازه شيخ من غير قراءة فيقول أجازني أجازني يعني أو أخبرني إجازة. And they should say إجازة قيد يعني في الخبر. So the sheikh informed me or the sheikh gave me إجازة إجازة. Without me reading to him. Why إجازة? Without me reading to him and without me saying anything. So without me reading to him and out, without him reading to me. So the idea here is that there wasn't an academic accomplishment, that this was like a, you know, meeting the sheikh, establishing some relations, alhamdulillah, for barakah, and so on and so forth. But alhamdulillah, now we finished this section on al-akhbar, and in front of us, really, the remainder of the book is really the guts. As one of my teachers years ago told me, this is like where you should actually start, right? The guts of what we need to focus on, especially in usul al-fiqh. We're almost done. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful. Barakallahu feekum wa jazakum allahu khairan. Sallallahu wa sallam ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.